Welcome to the Denim and Pearls Podcast. Business casual conversation laced with pearls of wisdom. Casual, authentic, unscripted dialogue about life, work, and entrepreneurship with the perfect blend of laughter and seriousness. Pull up a chair, kick back, and lean in as we welcome your hosts, Michelle Mross and Brian Swanson.
Hey.
Hi there. Hello there. And how do you do?
How you doing, stranger?
I know. I'm in
Dallas. Miss World Traveler. Where's Waldo? Where's Michelle?
I'm in Dallas, Texas right now.
There you go. So welcome to Denim and Pearls. I'm Brian Swanson.
And I'm Michelle Mross. We are business casual with
Pearls of Wisdom.
From the hotel room.
The porch. The block wall. You never know where we're coming from these days.
Well, I just realized I've still got my conference tag on.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, we didn't notice it.
Rock your life, rock star!
Ah, trip number two to rock your life, huh?
Oh, no.
So Craig Dusfield.
Huh? No, Duswald.
Duswald.
Duswald. I've been with Craig for quite a while. It's been a couple of years, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's all good stuff. What are we talking? Well, I guess we should do our branding people first, right?
Thank you so much for all of our sponsors. We have iBuildSEO.com, A2Promos.com for all your swag needs, Ink182.com for all of your embroidery and screen printing needs. And then, of course, we have EuropeanHeels.com/discount/Marcel for all of my really comfy shoes that I've been wearing for the weekend.
I wish I could pause that so everybody could read it at one time.
I know. You've been here. Stuck down.
I could take it off a ticker, I suppose.
We could. And then just put them up one at a time. Yeah, that would make life a lot easier.
Yeah, but that means I have to do like editing and saving things. There we go. How's that?
That works because you just like hearing me talk quick. That's why.
I do. That way we don't have so much commercial time.
That is true. Okay, well, I'm live from Dallas, Texas, and Brian is in a really cool wall.
You also notice I got a new chair?
I did. You've got like one of those Star Trek chairs.
Yeah, it's like a gaming chair. It's really cool.
Very nice.
They were like on sale. We had a Julie was going to get my wife was going to get a new chair. Well, we ended up getting two for her and one for me, so for each office.
Did you get me a chair?
They were all on sale, so.
Well, our topic today is 42. And if you don't understand what that reference is, 42 is the answer to life, the universe, and everything from the movie.
Go ahead.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And basically, so spoiler alert, the answer is 42. And yep. The question was, what's the answer to life, the universe, and everything? And the big computer, which is in the movie, Earth, the answer was 42. And so that is what our topic is today, because we have no idea what's going to pop out of Michelle's brain. I'm in conference mode. And in conference mode, I'm kind of high-geared on all sorts of other things. And so I told Brian, let's just talk about whatever pops up.
And in my mind, we seem to do that a lot lately.
I know, because I'm on the road.
Yeah. Well, there was a topic that, my goodness, Val Jones and them were covering the other day. I thought was kind of an interesting one. And it was, oh, goodness gracious, I totally forgot what was the name of it? But it wasn't unbelievable, but it was dealing with things, stress and things like that happened in your life and that. And when I was watching the show, or right before I watched the show, I think.
Overwhelm.
What's that?
It says overwhelm.
Overwhelmed, yes. And we have a tendency to get overwhelmed a lot of times in our life. And I didn't listen to their entire show, but they had what I did hear, they had lots and lots of good points and stuff. But the only thing I could think of was the word breathe. Because I said that so many times the other day, my son got in an accident with my truck and everybody's fine. You know, there's nothing really big to talk about there, but I could flash back to what he was feeling because I had been in the same situation at least four times before I was 21. Okay. He's now 29 and it's his first accident. but I could flash back to my experiences, just my brain freaking out about, oh my gosh, what happens? What's going to happen? How do I fix this? How do I get a new car? How do I, all of these things. And the only thing I could tell him was breathe.
Breathe, just breathe. Yes.
So sometimes all we have to do is we just, what's that?
Breathing is very important. I mean, people giggle about it, but really, when things start hitting the fan, the best thing to do is to take a deep breath, step back, and don't make a decision in the chaotic mindset. You've got to step back and breathe and do, okay, let me breathe through this. Let me not think about what I need to do. I mean, I remember being in a car accident and your mind is so scattered. I mean, I remember getting hit. And my first thought wasn't, oh, my God, I was hit. My first thought was, oh, my gosh, my car's going to go over a cliff. I mean, I saw in my mind, my brain moved me like a mile up the road next to a highway and I'm going to get hit by a semi. I mean, that's what your brain does when it's in chaos. That's why people say breathe. Don't be overwhelmed by what's happening around you. Step back. And sometimes, you know, what's that Paul Abdul, I take two steps forward, you take two steps back.
Something like, yeah, exactly.
Opposites attract. Well, it's the same thing when it comes to overwhelm. Brian and I have spoken about this before, where sometimes moving backwards is actually your best move. You step back so that you can move forward four steps later. But in a situation of overwhelm, like with your son in the car, step back and say, you know what, I'm not even going to make any decisions at this point. I'm just going to step back.
And well, that leads me to another topic too, because first of all, I lost the truck. The truck is, it's totaled, it's gone. Okay. But I've always been that firm believer in fate. And I believe that I'm going to attract what I want. And I don't know what kind of vehicle I want right now. I'm not going to go out and jump out and spend the money on a brand new vehicle and buy something at, you know, on a whim. You know, I'm not going to be window shopping right now. But I look at it from the fact that I don't know. I could drive around the next corner next week, drive around the corner, and there's a brand new truck for $1,000 that I need. It, the universe will kind of pay me that. I mean, I'm not about a big universe believer and all that kind of stuff.
I am.
But there, well, there is to a certain degree. Okay. But I'm not a holistic individual, if you want to really go that direction. But I do believe that it will come. The what I want, what I need will come to me for the right price, the right vehicle, whatever it is, it will show up. I just don't know when. And then I don't know where. And I don't know for how much.
But I know you to know at this point.
Right, but I don't need to run down to the dealership. And besides that, I did go down to the dealership just to get my mind off of it and kind of dream a little bit. But I can't even get the truck that I want because they're backordered.
Mm-hmm. You know? I know. Well, you brought it to another subject of basically manifesting things. Okay, this is funny. I'm live streaming here, but I have no signal on my phone to see if anyone's writing us.
Well, I've got a little bit of a delay over here too, but I just think we just keep going. I think we're doing fine.
Okay, because I have no delay over here.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any comments yet.
Okay.
We got somebody watching us.
Okay. Not me. Not it.
Not me either. Now we have zero.
Sorry, come back. Well, that's the whole thing about, you know, life, universe, and everything. The number 42 is you never know what you're going to get. I mean, we don't walk out the door and say, you know, today my car will be wrecked, you know, and I'm going to, you don't know those kind of things. And so when someone starts feeling overwhelmed by situations and people and things that they can't control, that's a defeatist attitude. You just can't. What's his name? Morehouse. Oh, the guy who came and spoke at Craig's last event in February when you came here with me.
Oh, goodness.
Glenn Morehouse. Glenn Morehouse?
It's not Morehouse. It's something similar, though.
Yeah. But he came out and he spoke again. He said, why do you worry? Worrying is the most useless activity that you can ever do. What do you do when you worry? You preoccupy your mind with all the what ifs that can possibly happen, so much so that you're crippled by it, basically. He has, when it does happen, when things do move, did anything you worried about actually happen? Probably not. Well,
I agree with that. I mean, you can say, take a breath, relax, bring your brain back into the activity, whatever it is. But some of us, and it's not me, but some of us are built that when an incident happens, your brain is going to do whatever it's going to do. It's going to take you wherever it's going to take you. And sometimes you think, okay, I need to relax. I need to breathe. But you can't. I mean, it's just like the idea that, you know, I see it more in women than I do in men over the years, where their brains don't turn off at night in order to sleep. You can't make yourself sleep. You know, your body
is all about.
Exactly. But some people just, they can't turn it off. And so when they're overwhelmed, as you know, the word that was being used, you can't just do it sometimes automatically. You can try, and it's easy for somebody to tell you, just breathe. But sometimes we just can't turn it off. You know, it's because it's too much of a factor. It's too important to us at the time.
Well, and that's why meditation is so important. Seriously. Because, I mean, you know me and my life, I've had a lot of incredibly stressful things happen in my world. Right. And in order to survive, I had to learn to breathe. I had to learn to step away from the stress in order to assess my real life, because it would cause more damage than it would do good by worrying or predicting what could possibly happen kind of thing. And so the best advice that I can give for life, the universe, and everything, the number 42, is when in doubt, step back and assess. If you have any inkling of, this is where I want to go, run towards it. And if you fall, get back up. I mean, that's kind of how I've been living my life lately. But, you know, I know not everybody is as brave and courageous as I am. I've been being told that. You're kind of brave and courageous. Well, there's a fine line between brave and stupid, okay? And sometimes I have to be a little stupid. Right? He jumped over the bomb and he saved everybody and the bomb didn't go off. He's a hero. He's so brave. And he's like, no, I just jumped. And honestly, if it went off, I would have been that was a stupid move on my part. I got lucky. So I'm brave. So I do the same thing with my life. I run, I go, and I go jump. And sometimes I fall. And sometimes I land on my feet. Sometimes I trip and I get back up. It's up to you on how far you want to jump. And if you're willing to fall and let people see you, I don't care if you see me when I fall or if I trip. I just do, yep, I'm human. Let's go. Let's keep going.
And you have to. You really do. It doesn't matter what it is. But certain stressful situations change things. We can always say, I mean, you're using like the bomb example there. I think it's a little extreme of an example, but I'll use it anyway.
It's very extreme, and I used it extreme for a reason.
Yeah, you watch a movie and you think, you know, that's not what I would do. Or you want to watch one of those true life dramas of things. I wouldn't do it that way. There's no way. I wouldn't jump on a bomb. I'd have grabbed the car and slid it in front of the bomb. You know, we think all these things, this is how we would react, but we really don't know until we're into the situation. Once we're in the situation, now, okay, well, I jumped on the bomb. I survived. Thank goodness my brain says, oh, yeah, that wasn't so smart, but it worked. You know.
I have a better example. Who's seen the commercial? I think it's a Geico commercial. And there's a group of teenagers, like two guys and two girls. And one girl's, they're running and they're scared in the dark. And they do, oh, my gosh, why don't we hide behind the, why don't we hide behind the chainsaws? And the guys say, are you crazy? That's, you know, they said, we have to hide behind the chainsaws. She says, why don't we just jump in the moving car? Are you crazy?
That's what they do in all the horror flicks.
Yeah, let's go hide behind the chainsaws. And then the chainsaw massacre guy just kind of looks at them and he watches them walk, run behind the chainsaws, you know. So really, in the times of stress, I laugh about that commercial, because if they had stepped back for 2 seconds, instead of group thinking to hide behind the chainsaws, they would have listened to the one obscure girl who said, the running car, we should jump in the running car. Well, how many times have you been in a situation where things are going chaotic and you hide behind the chainsaws? Be careful.
We do it all the time because we don't, we're it's that in the box, out of the box, and seeing it. So in the situation or not in the situation, you know. Erin says hi. Erin Bear, she just jumped on. And she said it was either Geico or Progressive, something like that. So, but she says hi, badasses. So, but yeah, I mean, the Geico commercial is taking that whole philosophy to an extreme. But if we look at the basics of it, yeah, it's we don't know until we're in the situation how we're going to act or what our moves are going to be. So,
yes.
Well, we are at our what's that?
I said yes.
So we're at our 15 minute. Let's go ahead and do our commercial and then we'll get back.
Contractors, do you need better cash flow, quality leads, better projects? Rise above your competition by proving you do better work. Make a solid first impression with strong reviews. Establish your credibility by showcasing your skills. Extend your reach so you can land better jobs with better clients. iBuild SEO will set you up for success with your search engine optimization, website development, social media marketing, content marketing, reputation management, review request system, with the power of more, utilizing the Construction Contractors Digital Dominance Method. Book your time to speak with us today at iBuildSEO.com and click on the Get Started Now button.
Thank you for joining us on the porch. We share the nuances and lessons we've garnered from throughout our combined 40 years of life experiences. Talk from the Porch is always serious, but full of laughter, and we're glad you're here with us. Like, share with a friend, and please subscribe to our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. And remember, join the conversation every Friday at noon Mountain Time. We'll see you on the porch.
I just noticed something in that commercial. What? I didn't have this.
Oh, yeah.
I got to decide if I want to keep this or not.
Nah, you don't want to keep it.
I don't know. I'm kind of getting used to it. I kind of like
it. I take mine off all the time, so you should too.
So some people like it, some people don't. Some people say just keep it neat and trimmed. I'm like, okay. So I'm learning. And then, oh, before we get to the end, I got to show you this too. Remember I told you, well, I don't know if I told you or not because you've been gone. What's that look for?
I don't have my sunglasses.
Oh, I do, but look what I got.
Ah,
I got white instead of black.
Oh, well, I've got
cool. You'll have to stick them under the light so they turn color. So anyhow, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You've had a ride this last, week and a half, something like this. You've been to this place and that place and this flight and that flight and this hotel and that hotel. You've been all over. So let's take that. And how are you adjusting to that? I mean, how are you making your choices? I mean, like where you're at right now was a last minute choice. You changed flights and there you were. So rather than going into the whole thing, but I mean, what was it like making those decisions? Do I go or do I not go?
Should I stay or should I go? I have a hierarchy of needs basically for my business, and I know my why. And when something comes across my desk or my computer or my phone or whatever it is, and it says, would you like to? If it doesn't align to what I'm after, and you know I keep calling myself the Blasian Oprah, I'm coming, my name's Michelle, yeah? If it doesn't align to that, I say no. If it aligns to that, I say yes. And so here I was in D.C. at the time doing the Independence Day multi-author book launch. And so right. We did this expo of all these authors that came together. We had like 30 people there, I think, 30 authors, and they all shared from different genres, whatever. And we were in there and I got a message saying, hey, I don't see you on my list. And I'm like, what list? I got a text, you know, I went, what list? He says, I sent you an email, you know, a month ago and you haven't responded. And I wrote back and I went, I haven't gotten an email from you. And so it's Craig Deswald. He has, I want you on my stage. I want you to come to the conference. And I'm like, I'm in DC. When is this? He has, oh, on the 7th. I'm like, I leave DC on the 6th.
Right. So
in my mind was, it's stage time on Craig's event, the Rock Your Life event, right? It's
right.
In alignment to what I'm doing. It's perfectly aligned. And Craig's a great guy, and I would love to be part of his conference anyways. So I already had my books with me because I was in D.C. with all the authors anyways. Right. I changed my ticket, got the plane, and said, Craig, I'll be there. And so if it was someone who wrote me and said, hey, why aren't you here? It's the we're going to swim and we're going to have a party. I would say no, because that's not in alignment to what I'm doing.
Right.
Right. So now here I am now in Dallas. It gave me the chance to be with my little brother, Jacques, and catch up with him with dinner last night.
I think you've seen your brother Jacques in the last, more times in the last year than you've seen him in like how long?
Exactly. And because things keep bringing me back to Dallas. And that's the other thing about it is Craig's in Dallas. And so I want to know why the universe keeps bringing me to Dallas. So I keep coming back because the opportunities are always there. And then I'm going
to
figure
out. It's not a sign to become a Cowboys fan.
No. But it is a sign that something in Dallas is supposed to be happening, and I have to figure that out. And so it may just be another, you know, Amplifluence book event. I don't know. Remember, you and I were out here before with Ken, yeah, and McKinney, right? And then that's where we met Craig and Matt Dawson and all these other guys. Right. And so maybe I'm supposed to do something like that again here. I don't know, but I keep coming back to Dallas. And the food is impeccable here, by the way.
Of course it is.
You know me, I love food.
Maybe that's where you need to put on your next show after, what is it, October? Maybe that's where your second show should be instead of Colorado Springs.
I know.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, maybe connect.
Because we know your first show is going to be here in October, right?
First show is in October, and we're looking for a place in Denver to do a big old unapologetic conference. But yeah,
we're gonna do it in Denver or the Springs.
I'm thinking, well, wherever we can find a good place that we can afford. Yeah. Right now, everybody's jacked up their prices, and I would love to say Denver to get people to fly in and go to it easily.
Right.
So keep that in your calendar. Do you have the handy dates?
That's all 4 weeks. Hold the date, October 1st through the 31st.
No, I thought we had like the 30th of September.
Oh, well, you were doing a September one, then you moved it to October.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Oh, because I'm going to be in Europe for the middle of October.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be in Europe. I'm pretty sure I did it in September. I was looking at the beginning of September or the end of September. So, yeah, unapologetic conference. I put it on Labor Day weekend, the first weekend of September. And we were talking about that might be a bad idea because people want to leave town. That's why we were looking at the end of September. So I would hold the last week of September.
Last week, first week of October, somewhere in here.
September. In other words,
mark your calendars for the next year. We'll figure it out and then you...
Just know at the end of September, that last weekend of September, I won't do it in October because I'll be in Europe. So yeah, we need to do it before I leave for Europe because I'd hate for you to do the last minute plans without me in town. So it has to be that last weekend.
See, this is a thing. I mean, we were talking about it last week too. Decisions, decisions, decisions. I mean, we've always, this is just a small part of putting an event together or whatever. I mean, first thing you got to do is you always got to find a place, you know. Mm-hmm. So, which is a process in itself, and we could do a whole show on how to plan an event. My goodness.
Plan an event around a person who doesn't stop moving.
Well, that just adds in another.
Because I think problem. Craig's having another event in October, so we need to get this thing on the calendar before Craig announces the date.
Oh, well, tell him I'm open because you won't be here.
Plus, it's my birthday month, so I get kind of wacky around my birthday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
Hey, I just saw Erin's comment. She's all over the place.
What's that?
Erin's comment. She's all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, see, my thing is I would love, and this is really last minute, I would love to do something at the end of July and do another freedom tour, basically, with books. Start in D.C., just do the pictures at the monument like we did this last time, and then go to Philadelphia Freedom in Philly, and then head up to New York for Times Square and do another big thing up there. Just kind of do because I'm going to be in DC at the end of July, and I'm wondering how fast can I put a quick event together to match up to while I'm in DC.
I don't know.
By the way, I'm in DC again.
Not going to ask.
I'm planning my online courses. That's what I'm doing in DC. But anyways, everyone, our topic today is 42, the answer to life, the universe, and everything. Sometimes we're looking for answers. Well, usually we're looking for answers. And when in doubt, it's probably 42. Why? Because that's what the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe said it was. And that's a big joke among us, you know, sci-fi nerdy kind of people, because no one has the answers. We have to figure
sometimes
it out.
Sometimes there's not.
Yeah. And the answer of 42 is just, it could be anything. It could be 4 + 2. It could be, you know, divisible by 2. I mean, it could be anything. Life is what you make it.
Well, if you're a numerologist or whatever they call those folks that, you know, they deal with like 333, which is happiness, and 888 is destiny and wealth or something like that. I mean, there's always something.
I always see 1111, 1111, 333, 1111, 1111, 444, 11. Yeah.
I don't know 1111 or 444.
I keep getting 1111, 444, 333. It's all. I get it over and over again.
Interesting. Now, I seen one yesterday. It was 888, which means abundance. You are going to receive abundance sometime near, in the near future.
Cool. Every time I look at the clock, it's 444.
I don't ever look at the clock much.
Because you know darn well I'm up in the morning at 444. And I look up and I do.
So anyway, I suppose you need to probably get back down there, downstairs.
I am supposed to be back in the conference. I told my take off for a little bit and come right back.
Yeah, so we'll make it short. We're almost at 30 minutes anyway.
Yeah, 2 minutes good. Off.
Yeah, we're not bad. By the time we get done with the commercial, you'll be. So let's call it a day.
Okay, well, just let you all know, in karaoke world in Colorado for me, please sing for me because I miss it badly.
Yeah, we have it tonight. You can join us tonight.
Okay, everybody. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Denim and Pearls. My name is Michelle Maras.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
And we are Pearls of Wisdom, Business Casual.
Business Casual, Pearls of Wisdom.
From the Porch. Have a great week, everyone. And still then...
Peace.